The board of executives of Hodeidah Port has held a press conference about Saudi Arabia's military assault on the city, which is threatening the lives of millions of people. Yemeni officials say the port is still operating despite the offensive.
Hodeidah Port is operating under the international standards and protocols. Everything enters the anchorage after it is checked by both Saudi Arabia and the United Nations. So there's no just reason behind Saudi offensive that aims to capture the seaport.
The port city is the entry point for 70% of essentials to war-torn Yemen, where millions are at risk of starvation.
Hodeidah Seaport is a lifeline of crucial supplies. Most Yemenis depend on this seaport for their livelihood. Current military escalation by the Saudi-led coalition will only lead to more famine.
Yemeni sources say the UN is trying to broker a deal between the two sides to end the conflict. The initiative reportedly asks Ansar Allah forces to transfer the authority of the seaport to the UN. Analysts believe further escalation of Saudi attacks on Hodeidah could trigger more humanitarian crisis across the country.
If Saudi Arabia and its allies decide to go ahead with their offensive and refuse the UN initiative, the crisis will be further escalated and millions of Yemenis will face unprecedented famine.
Hodeidah remains the key supply line to millions of starving people in Yemen. Aid organizations have raised the alarm over the humanitarian catastrophe following the invasion by Saudi Arabia and its allies against the seaport city. Muhammad Attab, Press TV, from Al-Hudaydah province.